October. I'm here with Caroline Faber and Andrew Whipp, who's playing Cora, and Reuben Flood in our new play, The Dark at the Top of the Stairs. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
How's rehearsals been going so far?
Very well. Yeah, we've had 2 weeks at the Drill Hall in London, and this is our first day up here, so it feels like another first day.
It does.
And we're all very excited because we get a full-sized rehearsal room as well.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to starting next week, seeing the set. Obviously, it's a play set in Oklahoma. What was the name of that artist that she
Andrew used? Wyeth?
Yeah, well, Andrew Wyeth. The set's sort of been inspired by Andrew Wyeth paintings. He was an Oklahoma painter. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. Mm. It's quite a difficult, knotty play, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're sort of still getting to grips with that at the moment. But we've got an American director, which has just been brilliant. And she's been speaking to us in an Oklahoma accent throughout rehearsals so that we get it right.
Because
obviously the cadences of the language is quite different. The rhythms and the energy of it is quite different from the way, you know, we'd speak. I mean, I'm from London and I speak quite quickly, and we've had to slow down our pace, haven't we, and sort of get the feel for
the pace keeps running
accent.
Away with me, doesn't it? Yeah. I keep getting told off because no one can understand what I'm saying because I'm doing it too quickly, but which I'm told is fine if it was a film, but not if people are going to understand me on stage. So that's one little hurdle to get over.
Yeah, that must be quite tricky.
Yeah.
So today is the first day of rehearsals in Coventry. What can you expect to be getting up to in the next few weeks?
Just loads of drinking and bad behaviour. No, not at all. It's kind of nice when you actually get up in situ, for me anyway, because you can really just focus completely on the job in hand. And this is the time to be doing that, the last couple of weeks. And we're very lucky because then the last week we've got pretty much a whole week for a tech on the set, so that's quite a luxury.
Mm-hmm. We're actually doing a scene today where you hit me, aren't we? We haven't actually done that yet, so we're going to, I think, stage that a bit. Obviously, it's got to be done technically, so I'm not actually hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you two play husband and wife in the play, so...
Obviously, we've got to be hitting each other.
Yeah. It's quite a dysfunctional relationship, but it does have a sort of... positive ending, actually, is they go through a lot. I mean, I always look at
it
as a bit...
No,
I won't tell them the end. But I always see it... I see it a bit like a therapy play. It's a bit like two people going through this thing together and sort of coming out the other end.
I mean, it won't be like therapy if you come and watch it, obviously. It'd be a fantastic, enlightening experience.
It is.
Not like therapy at all.
It is a really beautiful play, I think, and it really sort of conveys the journey of a relationship and how a relationship grows, you know. So and also relationship with children and how they sort of grow and leave their family and that sort of thing. But
what else?
Great. Well, we're really looking forward to it, and the show opens on the 20th of October,
A Saturday, which is strange.
It is a Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to it very much. Thanks for talking to us, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.